Today, the Church celebrates the Solemnity of All Saints, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12a. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All Saints' Day is not simply a day on which we honor those who have attained sainthood. It's also a day when we celebrate our call to follow and become disciples of Jesus, our call to live the lives of the saints. The late Trappist monk Thomas Merton was once asked, "How does one become a saint?" There are many answers to that question: the proof of a miracle and the living out of a holy life. Of course, technically, one isn't made a saint by the Church. The Church simply recognizes the sanctity of the person's life and the belief that the person is in heaven. But sainthood is kind of a byproduct of a larger goal: to know and to love God with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our souls. Such a strong and pure desire is what each of us is called to possess, and those who live out that passion in every aspect of their lives achieve that byproduct of sainthood. But sanctity is something that we should all strive for. The lives of the saints that we celebrate today and throughout the year are models of inspiration for us in our pursuit to be one with God. So let us pray that the saints will be examples of holiness for us, and that their lives will give us the inspiration we need to truly live as God's holy people.